this week's 100th edition of our program, we speak with Eric S. Peterson. He's fashioned 34 new essays from the actual writings of Thomas Jefferson on themes ranging from patriotism and liberty to hope, humility, and gratitude.
It took me a while because it's like putting together a puzzle.
Support for Creatively Speaking comes from the Greater Philadelphia Tourism Marketing Corporation, the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, and the listeners of WRTI.
There has never been a book of Thomas Jefferson's essays. That is, until now. Well, sort of. Although he didn't write essays as such, over his 83 years, Jefferson did write about 20,000 letters, speeches, reports, and public documents. It's from these writings that Eric S. Peterson has crafted 34 short pieces, all in Jefferson's own words, on topics as predictable as liberty and patriotism, and as esoteric as oneness, truth-seeking, and dreaming the impossible. And, of course, there's one on happiness, about which Jefferson felt so strongly he stated it as an inalienable right in his most famous piece, The Declaration of Independence, although his concept, as we'll soon discover, was different from the idea of happiness most of us have today. Like Thomas Jefferson, Eric Peterson is a lawyer. A partner in a New York law firm, he practices in the area of public finance and works with city, county, and state governments. A 1993 visit to Monticello sparked his fascination with Jefferson. Reading a complete collection of Jefferson's works confirmed to him the significance of Jefferson's wisdom, both then and now. It also inspired him to do what he could to keep Jefferson's vision alive. Hence this book, Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness.
After reading through his writings, and as you mentioned, he wrote some 20,000 letters, as well as innumerable state papers and reports and sketches and replies and observations and things like this. And I decided to try to cull out the particularly inspirational material. And at one point, he wrote that he really admired the ancient Greek wisdom, which he summed up as, "Happiness is the aim of life, virtue is the foundation of happiness, and utility is the test of virtue." So it's a very interesting philosophy. He's saying that in order for something to be virtuous, it actually has to work to produce happiness. He basically believed that happiness was built on a moral foundation. And he thought that happiness was within our volitional control. He said that our greatest happiness does not depend on the circumstances in which chance has placed us, but is always the result of good conscience, good health, occupation, and freedom in all just pursuits. And so there again, you have the moral aspect, happiness being built more on a moral foundation than on a material foundation. And so I selected 34 virtues and good qualities to try to organize these expressions of his that I culled out. There were perhaps 1,000 of them, as I mentioned. And then I finally pieced together these various expressions into a smooth-flowing essay or a single writing, 34 of them, as if they had been written in a single session, and yet they're comprised of material written to hundreds of correspondents over decades.
How difficult was it to keep those transitions smooth? Because, as you say, they came from so many different sources. Some of them were private letters. Some of them were very public documents. How was it possible to make it as smooth as you described?
That was the fun of the exercise. It took me a while because it's like putting together a puzzle. You have a lot of expressions which could be classified under a number of virtues or good qualities. So I kept working with him, try to get a consistent flow of thought. Now, as you mentioned, Thomas Jefferson lived for 83 years, and he saved copies of everything that he wrote. And so we have a record of his full thought. His thought was remarkably consistent. He was an eloquent thinker, had deep, deep insights. And whenever he had a chance to express himself in writing, particularly in the letters, you get a very consistent views on things. And so it's possible to link one thought to another and get a whole expression of his thoughts on any particular topic.
But that said, you are performing an editorial role here. And in the hands of somebody else, it would have been possible to make Jefferson say things that Jefferson would never have said in reality.
Yes, I think you're right, because Jefferson's correspondence was so vast, and he wrote to so many different people on so many different topics, that you can take a number of different views on Jefferson, and you could put together Jefferson's thoughts on a wide variety of topics. my particular interest was in the vision of Thomas Jefferson. Now, vision is kind of perhaps an overused word these days, but in the hands of Thomas Jefferson, you're talking about the visionary of America, really. Now, his vision essentially was the vision of freedom, the rights of man, self-government, equality, and the pursuit of happiness, his phrase from the Declaration of Independence. But it was also the vision of oneness, the common good, faith in the average citizen, universal harmony, and a belief in an ever brighter future. So it's a vision to me of freedom and oneness, essentially, oneness of all mankind, identification with your fellow man, and trying patiently and practically to better the human condition.
You use the phrase that Jefferson had high hopes for a bright future. I suppose, theoretically speaking, we are now living in that bright future. Having spent this much time, so to speak, living inside Jefferson's words, how much do you think American society has fulfilled the hopes, dreams, and promises that Jefferson foresaw during his lifetime?
I've often thought about that, and I think it's a mixed answer, really, because he felt that if we could build a society based on a sense of oneness and minimizing the amount of coercion that we would face from one another, that the true potential of humanity would emerge. And so look what has emerged. I mean, the amount of prosperity that we have, for example, is beyond anything that they imagined in those days. So that would certainly be on the plus category. The rights of man, really at the core of Jefferson's vision. Look how much we've advanced from a limited amount of people having the right to vote to everyone having the right to vote. Public education, another great theme of Jefferson's. Look how universal our education is today. There might be quality issues, but at least the intent is there to have an educated citizenry. And so to me, Jefferson's philosophy is still playing itself out. We do have a ways to go, obviously, and we've come a long way, particularly in the area of race relations, discrimination, women's rights, and so forth. We've come a long, long way, all based on his Jefferson. Jefferson's a vision. You know, it's a vision that's at the heart of what we love about our country, and I think it's the thing that people around the world admire about America. It's Thomas Jefferson's vision. I've had some wonderful comments given on this book, Light and Liberty, by international figures. We had a nice one from the South African reconciler, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who said that Jefferson's wisdom in Light and Liberty had the power to capture the imagination and inspire those of us in the present day world to again dream great dreams and do good deeds.
Eric S. Peterson, Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, is a collection of 34 essays compiled by Eric Peterson from the writings of Thomas Jefferson. It's published by Random House Modern Library.